Since 2010, Clayton County has collected more than $10 million in ad valorem taxes from airport vendors. Just 2 years ago, the county lost tax revenue when the state gave Delta Airlines tax breaks on fuel. Now a new bill aims to remove the county's right to tax the vendors. And Clayton County Tax Commissioner Terry Baskin says that's not fair.
It's just like me digging a trench in your backyard and saying that anything that's in this area here, you can't tax.
At issue is whether the vendor should be subject to the taxes, even if they don't have total control over the spaces they use at the airport. State Representative David Knight, a CPA, helped draft the bill. He's heard plenty about how it will hurt Clayton County, but he says that's not the point.
This is not about politics, and this is not about government and its tax revenues. This is about how we tax property owners and taxpayers in the state of Georgia, and that's my concern.
The bill passed the House handily and is now making its way through the Senate. Tax Commissioner Baskin says the county will continue to tax the vendors, law or no law, until the case is settled in court. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.